Yo. It is the podcast. Hello, it's the Buzz. It's Josh. We're back. Luis is with me. We have a very special guest, Shannon. Welcome to the podcast. Say hello, Shannon.
Hello, everyone.
Bring that microphone nice and close to your mouth. Say hello to everyone.
Hello.
Right, okay, cool. So Shannon is actually one of our, she's one of our course mates, but she also is, she did her undergrad in drama, and she's involved and has been involved in some projects in the past, haven't you?
Yes, I have indeed.
So we'll find out a bit more about that later. The reason that Shannon, well, it's not the reason you're here actually, but Jack can't be here today because he loves Liverpool Football Club and he works for them.
So he's trying to get a place in the main, in the first squad. In the lineup.
He mentioned something along the lines of Jordan Henderson has nothing on me, la. That was what he said. But I don't know, don't quote me on that specifically. Alright, cool. So what's our week we had, guys? What's our week?
I forgot because I went out on Friday, so I don't know what happened. I mean I when I drink I forget things. So
I went out
on Friday. I meant to go out on Saturday on St. Patrick's, but I went out on Friday instead. I didn't want to, but I was forced by my flatmate.
You're never forced to go out, Luis. Let's be completely honest here, mate.
I was. I promise. You know, I don't like drinking, but
yeah,
sometimes happens. And well, basically, I was sleeping the whole weekend. The Saturday and Sunday, I got a call from Josh on Saturday. What are you? I was like, Josh, I'm sick. I'm sorry. And then on Monday back to uni. No, on Monday I was in the radio. I was doing my show in Spanish. And then back to university, and that's my life.
Can I ask you a question?
I might not answer, yes.
Okay.
You can ask me.
Is the Spanish word for radio radio?
Radio.
Radio.
Yeah.
Same spelling, eh?
I am basically Spanish.
Yeah.
I am. Shannon, what sort of week have you had? What sort of weekend?
Stressful. Work. I'm working.
Work. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Where do you work? Are you working back at the Pilgrim?
No, all over the place. I was working in Wigan. I've worked in...
Is this through that Stalport agency that you were in?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I just work for an agency, and you can work for any company. You can work at football matches, at the Echo Arena, just anywhere really.
What do you do?
Bar work or ticket sales or anything, it can range. They don't even let you know, you just find out when you get there.
So it's a bit like a lottery. You just turn up and see what happens.
See what the day
you might have
bring
to clean the toilets, or you might not.
Do you got the Kinder Egg? That you
yeah,
can't find.
It's a surprise. You were like, whoa, what have I got? Woo!
Exactly.
That's exactly it. Cool, nice one. Well, I had a really good weekend. St. Patrick's Day was obviously last weekend, and I thoroughly indulged. And when I say indulged, I mean I drank a lot. I'm sure all the students that are listening to this podcast will probably have done something very similar. Yeah, but I was out. I was drinking. If anyone that's listening was in town, they will know that it was absolutely jam-packed. We were in Level watching the rugby. Level opened in the daytime, which is weird.
Yeah, they did.
And we just were sort of chilling there. And Fusion was open as well, showing the football after. So it was good. It was nice. It was cool. So it is the podcast again. We are The Buzz. First of all, before, I feel like we should shamelessly plug The Buzz. I like shamelessly plugging The Buzz, Luis. The Buzz Radio, we are on Tuesday 7 to 9. It's live on TuneIn via the TuneIn app, and you can get us on Looperville via the Looperville website if you're on a desktop. We have loads of fun. We've got guests in every week. This last week, we had Mindful Meals in, who are a 2 third-year nutrition students that have created their own business on the IM Marsh campus at LJMU, and they kind of like give you sort of like sell healthy food and stuff. So they were really good fun. That was cool. Next week, we're probably... I don't know who we've got next week. No.
Have we got someone yet?
I don't know.
No,
we'll get
yet.
Someone. We'll have someone.
We need to find out if the building is open first.
Yes, that's actually a good point. Yes, we will probably have a guest if we are on air. Actually, I've got one in mind. So that's the buzz. You can also catch us on social media. So you can get us on Facebook and Twitter. Why did I say Twitter? No, no. You can't get us on Twitter.
We have a Twitter account, but we have two followers on Twitter.
Yeah, we don't have Twitter. Just
so we don't have Twitter.
We have Facebook and Instagram. Our main channel is probably Instagram. You can get us on The Buzz Radio Show on Facebook. And The Buzz Liverpool on Instagram. And yes. Luis always has to correct me.
That's correct. He's part of the show already.
Yeah, literally. Okay, cool. So that's the buzz. We are here because of Hull Hang, though. And Hull Hang, if you don't already know, I'm sure by this stage, if you're listening to the podcast, you'll know what it is. But if we've got any new listeners, hi, welcome. Hull Hang's basically a Liverpool-based app that's created by young professionals, young creatives. And the idea is that they want to bring people in halls together. So if you're having a flat party or you're having a cinema night or a FIFA tournament, you can upload your event onto Hull Hang and you can invite people or people can join to that event. And then there's a GPS tracker that will track you and direct you straight to that event. So that's Hull Hang, and we're here because of that, because Hull Hang want us to make a podcast every single week talking about life as a student in Liverpool and other things, and to see what's on in Liverpool for students. So that's why we're here, just as a reminder. But it's a bit of banter, really. We have a good time. So what we want to talk about this week is we do have Easter. Easter's coming up. So what does Easter mean for students? Do students go home? Do students do work? Do students stay in Liverpool? Is it like another spring freshers where you just go out for 2 weeks? What does Easter mean for you guys?
I'll let you start, Shannon. Come on.
Well, it's an excuse for most students to go home, I think. It's a break out of uni. But the ones that stay, I suppose it's just an excuse to go out all the time and just socialise.
What do you do?
I plan to catch up on all of my uni work, but we'll see how that goes. Yeah.
Cool. Nice. Luis, what are you doing over Easter?
I'm staying in Liverpool because I have no money to go back to Spain.
Hey.
Otherwise, I wouldn't go anyway.
Yeah.
And basically, I'm going to do uni work. Same as Shannon, I have a plan to catch up with uni work.
Yeah.
Then I might do it, I might not do it. We'll find out after Easter. But I don't want to go out. I promised to myself after Friday that I'm going to be quiet in Easter, and because I'm also very Catholic. I believe in the Catholic religion. So for me it's very, very something very important. It's something that I have inside.
So will
inside
you be at me. Church I'll, on Easter?
Yes. Sunday morning I'll be there.
Okay, which church?
Kensington Independent Church.
Okay. We'll see.
We'll see about that, won't we?
I'll send you pictures, okay?
Do you want to hear a little story that I heard recently?
Go on.
Last time I went to the church, you remember?
Yes, I do. No, this is a completely irrelevant story, but it just popped into my head today when we were talking about exams, and it's like a little trick that you can do whenever you've got an exam. So the story goes that there's a room full of people having an exam, and the invigilator says, okay, now it's time to stop. So everyone sort of stops, and they're like, right, you've got 5 minutes to sort of like get your bags and sort of like head out. So everyone's doing that. Everyone's getting their bag. Everyone's picking up all their stuff and they're leaving. And this one guy, he is basically still there doing the exam. He's still there writing the exam, writing down the answers and stuff. And the invigilator goes, excuse me, you've got to stop. You have to stop now. Exam's over. And he's like, yeah. So he's writing away. So anyway, he comes up. Then the invigilator goes, right, that's fine. Well, you're not going to be able to hand in your exam. So he's sitting there. So the student finishes off his exam, puts his name on it, closes up, walks up to the front. And he goes, here's my exam paper. And there's a big pile of exams, inside. He goes, here's my exam paper. And the invigilator goes, sorry, you can't give me your exam paper because you're late. And he goes, excuse me, do you know who I am? And the exam invigilator goes, I've got no idea who you are. So he takes his exam paper, lifts up the pile, puts it in, and goes, great. The exam walks out.
Actually, I watched this in a TV show years ago. In a scene. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. I've got another story. Do you want to hear another story?
But the problem is that Rex knows my name, so...
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Yeah, I've got one more story for you, right? Do you want to hear this one? Yeah, this is one of my personal favourites. So, a guy walks into a bar, okay?
Ouch.
And he walks up. He's at the bar for about half an hour, and then he walks up to the bar, and he looks at the barman and goes, "Can I make you a bet, please?" Right?
Can you make it?
Can I make you a bet? Can I bet a bet?
Bet.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And he said, and barman says, "Okay, let's hear it." Right, that pint glass at the other side of the bar, I bet you $500 I can pee into that pint glass from here. So it's about 6-7 feet away. The barman says, "All right, that's sounds like it, the odds are in my favor, so let's do it." So the guy drops his jeans, gets his privates out, and he starts trying to pee into the pint glass. He pees on the bar, all over the optics. He pees all over the bar, like the bar table itself. Pees on the barman as well. He literally pees everywhere but the pint glass. Okay?
Yeah.
So he stops after he finishes his pee, and the barman is looking at him with a massive grin on his face going, "Sweet, yeah," just with his arms folded. He says, "All right, you owe me $500. And the guy says, "Okay, just bear with me 2 seconds. So he runs to the other side of the bar, and there's a group of guys at the other side of the bar, and he starts speaking to them. Like, the barman can't hear out what he's saying. So he comes back after a few minutes and gets £500, or $500, a big wad of cash, and goes, "There you go," smiles at him. And the barman says, What are you so happy about? You've just given me $500. He said, "I'll tell you exactly why I'm so happy. See those guys over there? I just went over and bet them $1,500 that I could pee all over the bar, all over all the optics, even pee on you, and you wouldn't be annoyed at me." And then he walks out of the bar.
That's a good one.
I knew this one. It happened.
Yeah.
It
How do you know all these?
I don't know. I just heard. No, but because I experienced it.
It's happened to you. You were the barman. Yeah. I don't know why, I just thought of telling you a couple of stories.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, we have 1 hour.
To be fair, you must have some stories from being a barman. Yeah. Do you ever remember your worst customer?
This is a difficult question. Because
they're all difficult.
Because certainly. The worst customer is depending on what you understand by the worst customer, because I hate the people who are very friendly and you know that they will complain. So it's not that person, it's not only a specific person. I think it's a profile of customer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, those ones that are rude, it's fine. I mean, you are rude, I can be rude as well, so
mm-hmm.
equal treatment. But those ones that they are very happy and they are very friendly, "Oh, this is amazing, this is beautiful, nice food," and at the end of the, and you know, I know. First of all, you know they won't tip,
mm-hmm.
and secondly, you know that they will complain to the manager. I also hate those customers that goes, "I know the manager." Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I know him as well.
I haven't had a customer like that yet.
No, yet.
Thankfully. Mm-hmm.
Also, in my experience, I used to work in a Spanish restaurant, so I think you are treated differently as well.
What if you're Spanish?
Yeah, because. In a Spanish restaurant, not because I'm Spanish,
mm-hmm.
because you some people think that they are in the bull ring,
mm-hmm.
and you are like a bullfighter,
mm-hmm.
and you play flamenco and you sing flamenco and you know how to cook paella and stuff like that. So I have so many. I have a lot of experiences, but nothing in particular, because I tend to forget the bad things. Mm-hmm. I remember someone throwing to me a can of Red Bull.
At you?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Because she was kind of taking the piece of me,
mm-hmm.
with the money. And I was like, okay. So I grabbed the money, and she was like, "Oh, you grabbed the money?" I was like, yeah, yeah. I was going to grab the drink, and she was like, no, I want the drink. So I'm like, okay, I want the money. She started, you know, playing with the money. I was like, okay. So she just threw the can.
Was it open?
Yeah, it was empty. I mean, it didn't hit me.
Okay.
And I didn't see it. I didn't see it, but someone told me. It was easy. I just called the bouncers and she was kicked out.
Oh my god. I mean,
life is life. You throw a can of Red Bull to the bartender, you are kicked out. You are kicked out.
One customer pulled out a gun on me. Not in a bar.
A what?
A gun.
A gun?
What?
Yes.
I want to hear this story.
Yeah.
Do you?
This is when I was like 16, working in a taxi base. and I'm on the phones, like, saying, hello, hello, taxi, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, this guy comes storming up the stairs. His shirt's all ripped. He's fuming, and he's like, I want the name of this taxi driver. I want to know where he lives. I want to know his, like, car number, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I'm sorry, I can't give you this information. Like, this is all, like, private information. I can't give it you. And I didn't know where it was anyway. And then he was like, getting angry, like getting more and more like frustrated. He's like, oh, do you know what your taxi driver did to me, blah blah blah. And then it continues, he doesn't go away. I'm still trying to answer the phones, and then all of a sudden he starts like playing with like his trousers. Next thing he's like, oh, don't make me use it on you. And then he just pulls it out, and then luckily my manager just comes in, and he's like, whoa, 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 and takes him out of the room, takes him into a different room. And then I didn't have to deal with it, but it was quite scary, I must admit.
So you should come more often, Shannon, and tell us your stories.
It's a crazy life.
Any other things? Like, I don't think you can
stop that.
Nothing crazier than this. But
yeah, in terms of work, that's probably the craziest. Yeah, it was a bit mad. What would I have done? I was just like, oh my god.
But it was a fake gun. Or?
I think it was real. It
was real.
Yeah, and he had all blood like dripping off him. Like, yeah, he'd already been in some altercation. His shirt was ripped. He was really fuming. He must have had a fight with the taxi driver of our like company. And yeah, he was just going crazy.
Wow. That's mental, that. Wow. I don't really
know
what to say.
I'll tell you what happened to me once.
Yeah.
But I need to. I was working in a bar, and it was like the bar was placed in a basement.
Yeah.
It was located in a basement, and it wasn't very busy.
Yeah.
We used to be a night bar, so open until late. So around 5 p.m. it was always empty. And one day a woman came downstairs, and she was like super anxious, and she was kind of nervous. And she asked me, "Excuse me, how long is this bar been open?" I was like, "Well, I'm like 2 years, something like that." And she was like, "I used to work upstairs, and there are ghosts in here. Oh, you can see, you can feel them in the night time, because you see that room over there." I was like, "Yeah, yeah. You got this." I don't remember, but she described the room, and I was like, "Yes, it's like that." She was like, "Because, so a lot of bad things happen in that room, and you can see all the." So, I was kind of scared as well.
Me.
Because you know, I'm very Catholic, so I believe on these things. And I remember that we had the safe in that room.
Uh-huh.
And I used to close the bar on my own, so it used to be only me.
So
I used to leave the cash in the till.
You.
I was like, okay, I did that for two weeks, and then I was like, well.
Yeah, they say the same about the Pilgrim. You know the Pilgrim, yeah. How underneath, like the main pub is underneath, but upstairs they say that that's haunted. So then every time that like we had to leave, we would leave through that exit. And there's been occasions where my boss, he like said he saw a little girl. He swears by this. He always says there was a little girl in the toilets, and like he looked back and she was like gone. But there's always like people saying that the Pilgrim's haunted. It's scary.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen something?
It looks
like
haunted.
Oh. Yeah, it does. It's been there years.
It has its something. So
it looks.
I think it's the beers for a pound that gives you like hallucinations.
Yeah. That's probably what it is. Where does that beer come from, anyway?
Yeah. From Amsterdam.
Right. Anyway, no, cool. Probably, yeah. So let's look forward and see what's happening this week, guys. Have you heard of any events that are happening on this week? Any events? I'll get some up though, don't worry.
Not really.
Well, I mean, I think everyone's just, it's a bit of a hangover from St. Patrick's Day. So everyone's sort of feeling the heat a little bit. But let's see, next week. Now, there's probably stuff on over Easter, to be honest. The big Easter weekend, Revolution St. Peter's Square. Now, let's see what this is. So they're doing the 29th to the 1st of April. So that's going to be, oh, look, two people are going. Fantastic. They haven't got any information about that. Easter Sunday. Oh, obviously. Yeah, is that this weekend?
No.
It's the first.
It's the first. One. Yeah, it's the first. Yeah. That's.
You see,
yeah.
I'm very Catholic, I told you. I
know. Yeah, you know these things.
He'll be at church that day.
Yeah, you will, won't you? What else is happening? There's exhibitions going on. There's actually not too much going on at the minute to do with students, just because it's Easter time and a lot of people are going home.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Now, that is interesting. Is that next? Are we? Is that within? Yeah, it is. Liverpool speed dating at Revolution. Let's have a look at that. That's interesting.
Which Revolution, Josh?
Peter Square. St. Peter Square. So the one near Concert Square.
Are you going, Lewis?
Maybe.
Please note, Facebook guest list numbers are not indicative of actual attendance. Sorry. Situated in the city centre of Liverpool, this fantastic bar club. It doesn't actually say. So 21 to 30, 30 to 45, 40 to 55. That'll be interesting. You should go to that, Luis.
Definitely.
Okay, so...
You would be within the 21 to 35 bracket. It's at... what time is it at? 7.30 to 10.30.
7.30 to...
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
You should go,
okay,
man.
Okay, I might go with Pablo. I'll tell Pablo to go.
Honestly, do and then report back. Oh no, we'll have to be after. Yeah,
it's like Tinder in life, man.
You should write an article.
Yeah, swipe. They'll sit down. You'll be like, swipe.
I can do a review for the magazine.
Yeah.
No, I won't be allowed.
Why?
Because if I do a review of the whole night, I won't remember the half.
fair enough. That is true.
I will need to have with me a GoPro.
Oh, put it on your head.
Yeah, in my head.
Oh, mate, that would be amazing. Oh, the Scholar Quiz is on again tonight and next. It's on every week.
It's tonight. It's on Wednesdays now. No, it's Thursday.
No, it's Thursday.
It's Thursday today.
Thursday, yeah.
You see, I'm still hungover.
Yeah, still. And actually, I tell you what else is on tonight. I mentioned it to you before. Men Cap have their Liverpool Idol, which is on tonight. And Leah, who was one of our guests on the show, on a radio show recently, she's the president of the LGMU Choral Music Society. She's going to be competing in that. So that's on tonight. Tickets are £10, £12 pen the door. It should be a really, really good night, to be fair. And there's quite a lot of talented people going to be there. So that's one to look out for. Yeah, but the Scholar Quiz is on tonight. So that's on from 8 p.m. We went one. Were you there?
No, I didn't.
No, you weren't there. We went one week.
Yeah, we
went. It was quite good.
We were second.
Did you win?
Well,
no,
we came,
second.
Was
second.
No, was it second?
Yeah, I think so.
That's
yeah.
Because I wasn't there.
Yeah, next clearly, time clearly. But we are big fans of the Scholar.
It's been a while since we don't go. So
yeah, do you know they've changed the name? It's now called the Scholar Restaurant and Bar. They're doing food now.
So they're doing a Scran, no?
They're doing Scran, lads.
Good.
Yeah,
it's proper Scran next to university. Finally.
Yeah, we should get food there sometime.
Yes.
Wonder what their menu's like. Yeah, so that's on. Dylan White. Oh, there's a bit of boxing on. Yeah. Bombed Out Church Culture Series. There's always stuff going on at Bombed Out Church, isn't there? Have you guys seen that there's a new... By the way, this is for everyone that lives in kind of the Hardman Street area of the town. There's a new co-op opening. Have you seen that?
Yes.
On Hardman Street, opposite the Bombed Out Church. Mm-hmm. That'll be pretty good.
Convenient.
That'll be decent, won't it? Yeah, so that's opening up soon. If you got an NES card, you can get 10% off there. Did you know that?
Oh. In all the food.
In
all the shopping.
Everything. Yeah.
Everything.
Everything. Yeah.
Do you have one?
No.
Oh. I've got one. Our new food menu launches today at the Scholar. I want to see it. I want to see the menu.
Me too.
Where's the menu?
Me too.
Yeah. I want to see the menu. Okay, we'll see it. We'll see it soon. Okay, what else are we saying? Like I said, there's not actually loads and loads going on, to be fair. Blackpool. What? Why is that on? I chose Liverpool. Oh, it's in Liverpool. Blackpool Beer and Cider Festival in Liverpool. Okay. The Mighty Res, the Cheese... There's not actually too much on. Yeah, there's not too much on. What's that? The Casimir Fire Garden. Interesting. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, so there isn't as much going on this next week as there has been previous weeks, but that's probably because we're all going home for Easter, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to be around Easter, actually. We've got some serious work to do, like, so I'll be around.
That's poof. Yeah. Sound like, oh my God.
I don't know what else to say about that. It's just pretty...
You said everything.
Yeah, I have said everything. What's going on in the news? Oh yeah, did you hear about the last white rhino?
No.
Has died. Yesterday.
Who?
The white last? Rhino.
Ah, yeah, I saw, yeah.
Last white rhino. Aww. Yeah. Hopefully they've saved its sperm.
Would they have?
I don't know. Google it. What? Google it.
A sperm saved
last
from
white rhino. Sperm. Let's see what happens.
He might be blogging the university website. Like
the last male northern white rhino has died, but his sperm could have saved species.
Who got the sperm?
If it says could have, I doubt that they have.
Yeah, it says Sudan, the rhino is dead, but his sperm could save the species. Good. So they have. Yeah. So it looks like they have saved his sperm.
Brilliant.
Okay, something. How do you get the sperm?
They freeze it.
Who did it?
They freeze it.
No. How do they get it out? That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Oh, well, you can. Can you create
it as well?
Oh, look, there's one of my articles. Yep, one of my articles. I was just looking on
the title is How to Get a Sperm.
Out of a rhino. No, this article actually, I'm looking on the Trill magazine, which is a magazine I write for. I actually did an article yesterday, and it's about that there's been a scientific discovery. A scholar has come out and said that working before 10 a.m. is actually bad for you. Is bad for your
health. I've never done it, so
yeah, I don't know. What is 10 a.m.?
What kind of working? like
going to work. So like a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
Basically, this guy called Dr. Paul Kelly, who's like a researcher, he basically released a study that said that working before 10 a.m. could actually be compared to as torture.
Mm.
It actually can feel the same as torture.
I don't think this researcher, with all my respect, never work during the night.
I don't know. Maybe not. That's true. But he claims that
it might not be healthy, but calling that a torture, I think you never work until very late.
Yeah. Well. True. Yeah. He's claiming that the 9-to-5 working pattern is completely out of sync with what he calls the circadian rhythm.
Yeah.
Which is called the body clock, the human body clock, of people under the age of 55, and basically he says that the time that we are our maximum alertness, so when we're at our peak alertness from when we wake up, is 10 a.m., is about 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And working before that can actually be counterproductive and may actually have serious consequences on our mental and physical health.
Mm-hmm. It's the same with school children, how they're made to go in at 8:45 in the morning.
Well, you have just segued into my next part. Thank you very much. Look at that. No worries. That was seamless. Well, the funny thing is funny you say that, because he was actually a principal at a school, at a primary school. It was at a primary school. It was either primary school or secondary school in England.
Yeah.
And he carried out a pilot study of this.
Yeah.
It was, they had to be in school for 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
He changed it to 10 a.m. The results were more or less conclusive because average grades went up by 19%.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's very evident in children. If you see them in the morning, like straight away, they don't really want to work. If you get them in at a time when they're already awake and ready to start learning, they'll get way more out of the day.
Yeah. Hopefully. It's an interesting, I think it was quite interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I fully agree. But in fact, I say in my article, I totally agree with this study and believe we should be putting it into practice immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Who's with me?
I'm with you.
Yeah. I really.
Another thing, working 8 hours per day, I don't think is productive.
No,
and the Swedish have stopped that, haven't they? Stop work at like 4 o'clock in Sweden.
Oh, really?
So, and you only work.
You know, you could start at 10.
I think
let's say 10, 11-ish, depending on the person, and then you could finish at 5.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just still.
Well, I think the Swedes have actually decided to. I think it's they did
6 hours.
Yeah, I think they did a study. I think it was like a pilot thing where they just introduced it for a while, and basically, I think they introduced a study where you only work 10 till 4.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently people, like kids in Sweden, don't go to school until they're 7 years old.
What do you think about that? Is that good or bad?
Well, I don't know, really.
I left the school when I was 7.
To be fair, though, put it this way. And this might be complete nonsense, like. But how much do you remember of school before you were...
I remember a lot of things.
Before you were seven?
Yeah, well, I know a lot of things, but I remember going to school and doing some painting.
I suppose it prepares you for the rest of your school life, because that's what you do for the rest of the time afterwards.
Yeah. Well, apparently, I'm just looking at Sweden here, and apparently the 6-hour day thing they introduced It was inconclusive. So it didn't actually show their productivity. A Toyota service centre on the country's west coast, shifts were cut for mechanics more than a decade ago. And with the company reporting a swift increase in profit, it's stuck with the idea ever since. So some companies, obviously, it is working for. But it's pretty...
It'd be hard to measure, wouldn't it, really?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I mean that what they've just said in that report is actually... It's a skewed statistic, because what they've said is their profits have gone up, but the people are working less, so they're probably getting paid a little less as well. Mm-hmm. You know, so therefore your profits would go up because you'd be paying your staff less. I don't know. Yeah, anyway. So that was interesting. I think that we should, I mean, to be fair, at university, most classes for university students don't start, well, it depends on the course. Mm-hmm. Depends on the course, to be fair, actually. But ours don't start before 11.
I think that's great.
And under my undergraduate, I only had to come once at 9 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even remember if I ever...
Yeah, I never have had a 9 a.m. lecture.
Yeah?
Which is great.
I don't think I ever had.
I used to have at 10.
Yeah, I had 10, actually.
Well, never at... Well, only once. Mm-hmm. Only one semester at 9 o'clock. So.
Yeah, I don't think I ever did, but that's fantastic. Did you guys hear about the guy... This is another story that's actually quite funny. A guy that used... it was in America... And cops pulled this guy over and he showed his driving license was Homer Simpson.
What?
We heard about this, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Basically, he got pulled over. This was presented as a driving license to us last night, yeah. And it's basically a guy, he didn't have insurance. And I don't even know if it was legal for him to drive. But that's, he pulled out a driving license that had Homer, it was a Homer Simpson driving license.
Well, with his picture or with Homer
Simpson? With Homer Simpson. With Homer Simpson. Yeah. What do you think of that?
I think it's boss.
And you boss. You can get behind that idea, can't you?
I will do the same. Look how busy is.
The busiest lads.
Here you have
did you know what that means? I only learned that yesterday. Busy.
No, I know what it means now.
Yeah.
But you knew before.
I knew before, yeah. I knew, I don't know, first, second year.
You are not involved in the community,
no,
so.
No, I'm an outcast.
Yeah, you're a, what do they call people from Wolves?
Wolves?
Yeah. Wolves?
Wolves.
Do you know what? I think I've mentioned to you this before. If anyone here is listening from the Midlands, they'll know exactly what... Well, the West Midlands, I think the Black Country, they'll know exactly what I'm about to say here. Orange chips.
Oh, yeah. That's standard.
OMG. Like,
that's absolutely standard where I love I'm them. From.
Have you had orange chips before?
No.
No, right. Shannon.
Yeah.
Explain.
My first ever job was in a chippy, so I know all about these chips. Basically,
you know all about chippies?
Just battered chips. You know how you get a battered fish or battered whatever? It's just like the standard chips in Wolverhampton would be battered chips.
Oh, so you wouldn't get a normal...
You could, but you have to ask for them specially. In the chippy that I worked
at... So how you order for normal chips?
You just say, oh, can I have normal chips? Then I'd have to go out the back and make you a fresh batch of normal chips.
Why you are so healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, yeah.
But most people just have battered chips. It's really weird to come to Liverpool and there isn't any anywhere, really.
So, first time you came to Liverpool and you ordered in a chippy normal chips, how the people look at you? Can I have a portion of normal chips? I'll be like, what is normal chips for you? What do you mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, but I had them once.
Do you like them?
But why are they called orange? Are they orange?
Because the batter is orange.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's like crispy batter.
It's like unhealthy.
It's really unhealthy.
Potato,
no? It's really unhealthy.
But I thought they were the normal chips until I moved out of Wolverhampton.
Really?
Yeah, until 3 years ago. I thought they were just
Had you never been out of Wolverhampton?
Well, of course, but I don't know. I thought they were just like, were everywhere.
How did you order chips in Mexico?
I didn't. I just ordered, what are the wraps called?
Oh, burritos.
Burritos.
Yeah.
Donkey.
You know what burrito means?
No.
Little donkey.
No, it doesn't. Burrito.
Burrito is little donkey. Yeah.
I knew that. He told me. Señore.
Burrito.
Can I have a little donkey, please?
Burrito donkey. No.
Mija.
Mija.
Doesn't that mean daughter? Didn't you tell me that means daughter?
I think it's Colombian. It's a Colombian expression to say, darling or something.
I told Charles, my girlfriend, that, right? And she was like, yeah, that's cool. But the only thing that's weird about that is in... Shannon, do you remember Desperate Housewives?
Yeah, but I've never watched
it. I've never watched it. But you know Eva Longoria?
Yeah.
Apparently her husband, a character in it, husband called his wife Mija. Is that weird?
Your husband calling yourself,
your wife
Mija. For what reason?
Because Luis told me that means daughter.
It's like a compression of Mija. But it doesn't... I can't explain. Don't make me explain it. It's like trying to explain me what is our in chips.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. No, but it's only expression saying to say darling or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of like I get you.
Would you
yeah.
call your girlfriend like mommy?
No. Okay.
What would you call your girlfriend?
Depending on her name.
No, like, is there a Spanish word? Like, you know the way some people...
Yeah, I know.
They say love.
You can say love, babe, hun. Yeah, hon.
Whatever.
What would you say in Spanish?
Depending on the place, but I would say, depending on if where you are. But in my case,
if they were Spanish,
something like cariño.
Cariño.
What does that mean?
Like, darling.
Right. Is it the same for boy and girl? You both say cariño.
In what?
Or would you say
cariño?
Yeah.
Or depending. We have different... No, words whatever. For that.
Yeah,
I'm of very course. Traditional, so I say cariño, which is the most traditional one.
Yeah.
What's the more?
Like, no, there are there are some people that is like, please, can you shut up? I mean, like super elaborated. You know.
Really?
I don't know. I don't make me say that. Don't make me say anything.
Okay,
like that.
I won't.
Don't make me. No, please. No, but it's depending on the country and the region.
Yeah,
it's like in here at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool, nice one. Okay,
I have been called love today by a 60 years old woman.
Mm-hmm.
All right, love.
All right, love.
Tara love.
Tara love.
She said that. Yeah.
What did she say? Say again.
Tara love.
Tara love.
So, I didn't take it personal. I was like, okay, fine, thank you.
Yeah. No, most women say love or porn or chick.
Yeah. No, it's just.
Do you know the one I don't
It's not the first time that it happened to me. Either.
Do you know the one I don't get is chicken? Why do girls call each other chicken?
I don't know.
Really? You call your friends chicken?
No, some girls do. Some girls do.
Yeah.
All right, chicken.
All right, chicken.
There's other ones as well. There's other ones as well. But yeah, chicken's one I've never got my head around.
Yeah.
Girls call it. Normally,
and
each
if
other.
I call a girl, if I call a girl chicken, can I say? Can I call a girl? What's happening, chicken?
I don't think it would sound right. I don't think it would be the same.
Well, I can always make the excuse. No, it's the language barrier.
Yeah,
me
like,
no speak English.
Me no speak English.
That's what I say to the police officer when they stop me. Me no speak English.
Me no speak English.
And oh, what is your? Why you have an HSBC bank account? I mean, card. An HSBC bank card. Yeah.
Me no speak English.
Me no understand.
But it sounds like you ever seen Family Guy?
Yes.
You know your girl, the cleaner.
What's like a Mexican.
Name?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's her name? Oh, can't remember her name. The cleaner. No. I stay. You can go to Consuela. That's it. Yeah. You can go now, Consuela. No. I stay. It's so funny. All right. Cool. So one of the. We don't actually have that long left. How quick does this time go in?
Yeah. Diamond Radio fast. Flies.
Do you like podcasts?
Yeah.
It's fun, isn't it? Just chill. You just talk about things.
Now that I've relaxed a little bit
more. The good thing about this is that anyone in the world can listen to this. After.
Yeah, I know. It's scary, isn't it?
Can they?
Yes.
Yep.
It doesn't mean they will.
Well, actually, that's a point that I'll use that as a little segue into promoting the podcast.
Yeah.
I love doing this. I'm so commercial. if you do want to listen to us, you can listen to us on iTunes. We're on iTunes Podcast. We're also on Google Music. And we are also now on Spotify. So we are on all those all the major sort of podcast streaming platforms, and you can listen to us, and I believe we're doing pretty well. Doing pretty well. So
we didn't tell you, Shannon, that we are on Spotify and iTunes.
No. We are on iTunes. iTunes podcast is our biggest one, I think.
So every single person in the world have access.
Yeah,
anyone can listen to
anyone
it.
I think actually
anyone. Even people in Australia,
I think. So
oh my god,
I'm not sure.
Maybe
sure.
We have people from, I don't know, let's say Somalia listening to us.
That would be weird. That'd be cool. I'd like that. I wonder, can we find anyone? I want to find our, I can't find it. I'm trying to find, I'm going to see if I can find our thing. I'll find it on my iPad, actually. Yeah, one of the last things I want to go over, there's a little article here that I think would be quite a funny thing to speak about. Top 10 worst DJ names of all time.
DJ names.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
We've all heard some pretty...
DJ Chicken.
DJ Chicken, yeah. Right. Number 10, DJ Twat.
What?
That's literally... Okay, so apparently the name stands for There Was a Time. But why would you use that acronym? What reason would you
twat
have?
Twat is twat all over the UK, no? You're, I mean, if you say you are a twat in Wolverhampton, you understand.
Everywhere,
no?
Okay,
Americans don't really use that word, but they know what it means.
They should know that. All right. Keep it going.
They know exactly what it means.
And this is the 10th, no?
This is number 10, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, number 9, Ming Head.
Ming Head.
You know Ming? Have you heard the term Ming? No. Like, you know, if someone says Minging, oh, that's Minging.
No.
It's like disgusting.
Like gross.
Basically, Ming. Like gross, oh, yeah. Okay. Which means like gross.
And if you're a Ming, you're the person.
Like, yeah, like, yeah.
I mean, okay, yeah.
So Ming Head. So, yeah. there's not much more to say about that. Yep. This next one isn't that bad. Number 8, bass bumpers.
This is weird.
Yeah, I mean, the person that's wrote this article just says it just sounds so terrible. I don't exactly disagree, actually. It does sound a bit weird. Mm-hmm. It's not the worst I've heard.
Bass bumpers.
Bass. Right. Okay, next one. This is terrible. It's not naughty, like, but it just sounds awful. Pants and socks.
Pants and socks.
Yeah.
DJ pants and socks.
Pants and socks are typically the most boring clothing articles, so we can only imagine how exciting DJ pants and socks sounds. That's number 7. Number 6. Oh, this is class, this one. The Cool Willy Brothers.
What?
The Cool Willy Brothers.
Yeah.
What?
The Cool Willy Brothers. The Cool Willy Brothers consists of the brotherly duo, 24-year-old twins, Rupert and Ollie Wildwater. Why didn't they call themselves, like, the Wildwater Twins or something? Or... Wild.
Just anything but what they called themselves.
Yeah, like, why? This next one, number 5. This is great, this one. You ready for it, guys?
Come on.
DJ Fanny.
What?
Fanny.
You know what Fanny means?
Yeah, well, so simple. I mean, commercially, it's not a good marketing strategy.
Fanny is a name. Of someone.
Yeah.
Fanny is an actual name you can use, but in recent years...
Is it short
years,
for Francesca? Is that
no,
right?
No, that's Fran. Oh. Or Fanny, I think, is just a name.
Yeah.
I think it's just Fanny. It's an old name, like an old... You know, people don't use it these days because of the connotations. Yeah. There's not... I don't really know what else to say, but yeah, DJ Fanny. Why would you call yourself DJ Fanny? That's what
Maybe
I want.
Maybe because you are funny. Would you consider yourself funny?
No, not you're Fanny. Fanny. F-A-N-N-Y. You know what that means?
No. Fanny. Then I'm wrong.
Fanny
that's
is...
That's why I said it's so simple. I mean, DJ Fanny, okay, well, congratulations.
No. Fanny is a derogatory term for a woman's private parts.
Oh, okay.
So that's what they've called themselves, DJ Fanny.
So it's like it's like a different name to call yourself.
Like a
DJ Twat, DJ Fanny, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
kind of, actually, yeah.
Same meaning, different words.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Mm-hmm. Right, next one is just simply Chinese man. Get this.
You know who I'm imagining now? You know who's in my mind? About DJ Chinese man. had you watched the movie The Hangover?
Yeah. Oh yeah. What's his
Chow.
Name?
Chow.
Chow. That's it. Yeah.
Maybe you know him.
Just Chinese man.
It can be him.
Well, get this though. Very ironically, this is a French electro swing group, meaning
electro swing.
That not a single one of them are Chinese.
What?
So.
And they're called Chinese man.
Take that one in. Anyway, you like. Oh, this next one. DJ Gary Glitter.
DJ Gary Glitter. Wow.
Do you know who Gary Glitter is?
No.
How can I... He's a criminal.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, he's a criminal. Yeah, DJ Gary Glitter. Not much more to say on that. Oh, my goodness me. Right. This one is Inflatable Führer. So as in like,
Inflatable Fear.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, I know, but.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think we should move on. We probably shouldn't comment on that. Right, next one, and this is the last one. This is this person's personal favorite. Armin, so you know like Armin van Helden, and Armin van Buuren, DJs. Armand Van Hardon.
I mean, when you're brainstorming DJ ideas.
Okay, people who is listening to the podcast, you cannot see our faces, but
yeah,
they mean more than our words.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I don't know what to say. I'm lost for words. Armin van Hardon. So yeah, there you go.
I'm speechless.
I'm actually speechless. I actually have no words. So if you were going to be a DJ, what would you call yourself? That's a question for you.
I was called Pick a Mix, but I was with another girl.
What do you mean you were called Pick a Mix? Were you a DJ?
Yeah, I was on an internet radio station when I was about...
We didn't know about this.
Yeah, what?
16, 17.
Can we find it on here?
No, it won't be on there anymore.
What was it called, the internet radio station?
It was called Pure Beats FM. I don't think it's there anymore.
PR, man. Pure Beats FM.
So what was your artistic name?
We were called Pick a Mix because there was two of us, and we used to just put a massive variety of music. Like, it wouldn't be just one specific genre.
Oh, my goodness.
It would be so many different, like, I don't know.
Are you ready? Songs. Do you want to hear the tagline, Luis?
What does it say?
Pure Beats FM. Car bonnet, we're on it. Do you remember that?
So this is the beginning of Shannon in the radio.
Yeah.
Is this reggae?
There was reggae DJs on there.
It says providing reggae beats music, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it like...
I didn't. My show wasn't
reggae. Is it still on air?
Is it on air?
No.
I don't think it is anymore.
No, because there's something else called Pure Beats Radio, but this is Pure Beats FM.
Yeah.
Pure Beats FM. Is this it?
Yeah.
Pure Beats FM.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Oh, is this it? Pure Beats FM? Oh, no, I think there's a few other things that are now Pure Beats FM.
It'd be nice to listen. Had you got any of your shows?
That was my only one. I used to go on every Tuesday, just like you guys, actually.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Why don't you do radio now?
Because I'm nervous.
What are you nervous about?
I'm underconfident, and I don't have much great things to say.
Well, you've certainly gave us a few stories.
Well, we don't have a lot of things to say, but we have Google. So from Google, you can say anything.
True.
That's a good story.
The magic of Google.
Yes, we're actually awful on the radio. No, we're not. We're all right. We're not too bad, are
thanks
we?
Thanks to Google.
Thanks to Google.
We are who we are thanks to Google.
I just looked you up.
I mean, we don't know what to talk about. Google, the 10 worst names of a DJ. And you have 20 you minutes covered already. Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of a podcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
The beauty of a podcast is that unlike radio, you don't really have a remit. You just speak.
Yeah.
That's all you do. You just speak, and hopefully people find it interesting. And if they don't, then they don't. But
if they don't, you only waste your time. So
true.
Well, that is true. Yeah, that is true. I found our podcast here. I'm just trying to find. Come on. Yeah. So I was trying to find to see if we could get some statistics, but I can't. Yeah. I mean, podcasts are cool. I like doing the podcast. You literally just sit here, chill out, do a bit of chat, and talk.
Is you're this your first one? No.
No.
We do this all the time.
We are already a podcast celebrity.
Experts.
Come on. We don't have a funny name.
We are. Listen, we're minor celebrities, Shannon.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We've got a radio show.
Didn't you see at university that everyone is looking at us, like pointing at, look, like, these are the guys from the Buzz radio show. Shall we ask them for a picture? Sometimes I have to sign autographs and everything.
Remind me to get one before we go.
It might be worth millions in a few years.
Yeah, definitely. I need one.
Okay. I'll give you a picture with a sign.
Thank you.
I'll sign, the cover page of the magazine. I can't do that.
Perfect. Exactly what I need.
Yeah, like, you do two radio shows.
I do two radio shows.
I do one radio show and a podcast.
Yeah, I don't give any
TV show.
I don't give any publicity because my radio show is in Spanish. so I don't think that any of our listeners, unless you speak Spanish, but I don't think it's the case.
Yeah.
So if you want to learn Spanish, it's a good option to learn. Mm-hmm. Not to understand anything, but well.
If you are, right enough though, if there's any Spanish students listening, tell us a little bit about what do you do and when people can listen to you.
We are on Loopreville radio station, the station of the Liverpool John Moores University, and we are on air every single Monday from 1 till 3, from 1 p.m. till 3, and we talk about different things. For example, this week, this Monday, we brought people from Argentina, so we instead of 2 hours, we took longer because they like speaking. You know, people from Argentina like speaking, so we went 2 hours and half an hour longer than we usually go. But last week, the previous week, we were talking about Brexit, for example, how are we going to be kicked out from the country, and which is good because I won't pay my loan.
Fantastic.
And depending, yeah, and in our third show, we've done already 6 shows. In our third show, we were talking about the freedom of speech in Spain. Depending, we talk about culture, about the Hispanic culture. We try to bring people from different countries, and
sounds good.
It's nice. I have fun because I don't have to be worried about my accent. I know that everything I say is clearly understood. So
yeah, English is good anyway, I think.
Yeah. So if you are Spanish, even if you're not Spanish and you want to learn Spanish. What's it called? You haven't even told us the show.
That's even more difficult. It's called Scousers. It's like a mix between Hispano and Scouser.
If you just look at it, though, it looks like it's just High Scousers.
High Scousers, yes, yes. Yeah. Well, for English speakers.
High Scousers, we're Spanish.
High Scousers, lads. We should put a lad at the end.
Yeah, you should, actually. That'd be quite funny, wouldn't it?
Lads.
Lads! Yeah, so I think we're near the end of the podcast now, actually.
What time is it already?
Well, it's 5 to 4.
Already?
Yeah,
time flies. So it is amazing.
Time does
fly.
Did
you enjoy, Shannon?
Yes, it's been lovely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Why did you decide to come on today? I still don't know. I just walked in the studio and you were here.
I was on Facebook. And when Jack said, oh, I have to work, guys, sorry. And Shannon was in a Starbucks.
Yeah.
And I was like, Shannon, do you want to come?
yeah, why not?
Great, fantastic. Well, we do have to speak a little bit about Holhang as well. Holhang, I haven't got any updates for you guys this week, but it's probably much of the same as last week, which is, again, they're just trying to improve trying to clean up all the bugs on the new sort of overhaul that they're working on at the moment, and that'll be released ASAP. And elsewhere, they're just still looking for people to join up to be a student rep. So if you want to be a student rep for Holhang, you can email them. I think it's at hello@holhang.com. And basically, you can, if you get someone to download the app, you get a pound. So for every download you get £1. So if you get, I don't know, 20 people in your block, £20, done, easy, night out, sorted. And also, they're looking for people to be content creators. So if you want to collaborate with a Liverpool-based creative sort of app, a very innovative brand new app based in the city centre with loads of young people working on it, then definitely get involved and email Holhang. You can find them via email, or you can find them on the social media channels. They're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can find them, just search Holhang on Facebook, Holhang on Instagram, even Holhang on Twitter. So you can just search for them on there and get in touch. You can Facebook message them or direct message them elsewhere, and they will get back to you ASAP. They also have some merchandise, so if you do want a Holhang t-shirt, you've already downloaded the app and you want a t-shirt, get in touch as well. They've got all the sizes, and they have some cheeky little stickers. So if you want a few stickers to stick up on the walls or whatever in halls, I don't know if you're allowed to do that, but anyway, then get in touch as well. So there's loads going on with Holhang. They're always trying to improve the service for you guys. They're trying to improve their app, and they're trying to make it better every single week and every single day. These guys are working flat out on the app all the time. They've got brand new sort of creative designers in. They've got brand new, I can't remember what position it was, but they've got brand new staff coming in at the moment. So they're really trying to improve and build on the business so that you guys can have a better experience when you use Holhang. So definitely, if you haven't downloaded Holhang already, give it a download ASAP, get involved, and get organizing some events, make some new friends. All good, guys.
Better than Tinder.
Well,
I always say the same. It's better than Tinder.
Why do you think that is?
Because you meet people in real life.
Well, yeah, you're a traditional. You're a traditional person.
I'm Catholic. I mean, it's there. I need to be thinking. Well, I'm still virgin.
You're what?
Nothing. Because I'm Catholic. No.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I don't drink alcohol, but Holhang is better than Tinder.
Okay, cool. That's our final word. So, thanks very much for listening, everyone. Again, you can catch The Buzz, our radio show, on Tuesday 7 to 9 via the TuneIn app or by going on to Loop Revolt Radio, ljmu.co.uk. Like I said, we are on Tuesday 7 to 9. We do Facebook Live most weeks, so you can catch us on there, watch and see, put some faces to the names, to the voices. And we are, again, we are across the social media channels. So we're on Facebook and Instagram. You can listen and download the podcast via iTunes, Google Music, Anchor, and now Spotify as well. We're creeping on the Spotify, slowly but surely, taking over the world, aren't we, Louise? So you can catch us all over the internet. And thank you so much for listening if you've listened this week. We hope you've enjoyed the podcast. Thank you very much, Shannon, for coming along.
No worries.
Thanks for having me. And we will see you guys next week. See you later. Bye. Adios.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.